please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAIA basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAIA basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, it's Tuesday. Boy, it's really getting down. We only have a few conference championships left to decide. The rest of those will happen tomorrow. Tonight we had several. We're going to talk about those. Also, the Sooner Athletic Conference did a great job with the coaches after the semifinals. We're going to play those off their YouTube. I thought the two coaches did a good job after those games. Why don't we just get right to it and go straight to that Sooner Conference, where Langston tonight beat Wayland Baptist. Anthony Roy, he had 16 points along with DeMonte Brown. He had 16 points as well. And the Langston Lions, they defeated Wayland Baptist 84-67. As I said, the Sooner Conference spoke to coaches after the game, and this was off their YouTube. Let's listen to Coach Chris Wright.
All right, Coach, you just want to talk about your team's performance today in the semifinals.
Hey, I was proud of our guys. Obviously, Wayland Baptist is a really good team, a really well-coached team. I think they're going to do well in the national tournament. And so for us, to getting back to playing better basketball, I hadn't loved how we played the last 2 weeks, but I was really proud of our guys. I thought we played really connected and played really hard today.
Okay, it was really a team effort for you guys today, but your top three guys really went out there and performed well today. What was the difference this time compared to the other two times you played Wayland in the regular?
You know, and Wayland came out with a lot of energy, and I thought they played really well to open the game. And so for us, it's kind of weathering that storm, and we really wanted to try to do a good job of keeping the basketball out of the paint. They run really good stuff, and they really got to the rim at will at our place last time. And so hopefully, we tried to limit those touches and make it a little bit more difficult to score for them.
And, of course, Sagu's not one you're going to have to play tomorrow. Unfortunately, they're the ones that beat you this year. Out of Matthew, you have, and John Brown, is there one team you would prefer to have over the other?
Neither. I think Matthew and John Brown, both two really well-coached teams. Obviously, Coach Campbell's won a national championship, which is something that we're trying to do here. And Coach Spetz has won a lot of games at John Brown. And so we know that whoever we play tomorrow is going to be a really tough game for us.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Good luck in the finals.
Hey, thanks a lot to the Sooner Athletic Conference on that YouTube. In the second game in that Sooner Conference, sorry, I got distracted there for a second, Mid-America Christian, as Coach Wright alluded to there, they were getting ready to play when that interview was done. They beat John Brown 78-62 in that game. Michael Henderson, 20 points, and then I'm not going to mess up his name either. You'll hear the guy in the interview say the same thing. But Manny, he scored 20 points, 10 rebounds. Big win for Mac U. Let's listen to Josh Gamblin.
All right, Coach, you just want to talk about your team's performance today in the semifinals.
Well, I thought in the second half we moved it a lot better. The ball got to the second side, the third side. It went inside out a little bit. We got in the paint. Offensive rebounds came from that. And then I thought all night we defended pretty well. John Brown's really, really tough to cover. Jason does a great job. I think they're playing really good ball right now. And I thought they hit some really tough ones where I thought we defended pretty well. But I thought in the second half we played well. I thought we, like I said, we shared it, we got some good looks, and then that set our defense, allowed us to pressure it.
Okay, and of course you're going to be playing Langston tomorrow in the final. They beat you twice. Yeah. They always say it's hard to beat a team three times in a row. Do you expect to see anything different out of Langston tomorrow than you've seen the previous two times?
I mean, unequivocally, they're the best team in the country. I mean, Chris has done a fantastic job. They're tough. They're together. I mean, obviously everybody knows they're talented, but I don't think they get enough credit for how tough and how well coached they are. We're going to have to throw an A-plus game out there. But our kids have a ton of basketball character. They're going to show up. They're going to compete. We'll toss it up and see what happens. We got a pretty good group, but you know they are extremely good and extremely well coached. I got a lot of respect for Chris and what they do.
Okay, and I don't want to slaughter his name, but you just want to talk about 33 and his performance in the game
today. Yeah, you know, Manny, you know, his presence on the defensive end, I think, has always felt his voice, his ability to impact the rim. When he's hitting the three, it gives us an added element to what we do. And I thought he was the beneficiary of us getting through our stuff, you know, getting into the second side, third side. He hit a pop three. Obviously, he made some tremendous 50-50 plays on the offensive glass, but really proud of him and really happy for him. He kind of had gone through a lull with his shot, but his work has shown, his basketball character has shown, so you know it's going to come back at some point.
Okay, thanks, coach. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
So thanks again to the Sooner Athletic Conference for those interviews. Again, on tonight, Langston will face Mid-America Christian for that Sooner Athletic Conference Tournament champion. So Langston is the regular season champion. They obviously have an automatic bid. And Mid-America Christian will get a bid no matter what. They could get a bid either as the tournament champion or as the runner-up to the champion. So these two teams right here, Langston and Mid-America Christian, those are going to be your two automatic bids out of the Sooner Conference. Congratulations to Oklahoma Wesleyan. They defeated Kansas Wesleyan tonight, 81-65 for that KCAC tournament championship. Oklahoma Wesleyan, obviously the number one seed coming into this, they will have an automatic bid as the regular season champion. Kansas Wesleyan, as the tournament runner-up to the regular season champion, they get the second automatic bid. So out of the KCAC, your conference champion is Oklahoma Wesleyan and tournament champion. And the two bids are Oklahoma Wesleyan and Kansas Wesleyan. Congratulations to Oklahoma Wesleyan for that. In the Mid-South Conference, Freed Hardeman, they beat Georgetown tonight 71-59. Freed Hardeman, the number one seed, they were led by Quan Lax. He had 23 points, 6 assists, and Freed Hardeman, as the tournament champion, gets the one lone bid out of the Mid-South. Over in the Chicagoland tonight, Indiana Northwest, they win the Chicagoland postseason tournament. They beat Indiana South Bend 88-63. There's two automatic bids in this conference. And Indiana Northwest, they receive one automatic bid as the tournament champion. And then Roosevelt was the regular season champion, so they get that second bid. For Indiana Northwest tonight, Danny Smith, he had 21 points, 8 rebounds. Congratulations to Indiana Northwest on the qualification and winning that Chicagoland Conference Tournament. You have a bit of an upset tonight. Number 5, Peru State. Congratulations to them. They won the Heart of America Tournament. They beat Baker. Baker was favored coming into that game. Peru State beat them in that game. Carlos Hines, he scored 16 points. And Peru State gets the tournament champion bid. And Mid-America Nazarene, as the regular season champion, gets that second bid. So your two bids out of the Heart are Mid-America Nazarene and Peru State. In the Cal Pac tonight, Antelope Valley, they get the win. They win the Cal Pac tournament as well as the Cal Pac regular season. They beat St. Catherine tonight 99-76. So Antelope Valley is your tournament champion. They're also the regular season champion. So St. Catherine out of the Cal Pac, they get that second bid out of that Cal Pac. So Antelope Valley and St. Catherine are two automatic bids out of the Cal Pac. You got to give Jordan Mass just a ton of credit for holding this team together, Antelope Valley. Everybody knows the school stopped all athletics Jordan Mast was able to crowdfund basically to get the money to continue to play. And now they're going to be going to the NAI tournament. Wish them a lot of luck. Jordan Mast is a great guy. He's a great basketball coach. And I think everybody's going to cheer for them a little bit. They're really overcoming some chaos. So congratulations to Antelope Valley. And then going back to this Oklahoma Wesleyan win over Kansas Wesleyan tonight, I neglected to mention Jaden Litsky, a big double-double in that game, 21 points, 13 rebounds. I've said it all season. I think he's one of the most consistent players in the NAI. He just like a double-double or close to it almost every night. So congratulations to him on a big night. Well, that's what happened tonight. We're going to crown, what is it, 5 tournament champions tomorrow, Cascade, GPAC. Oh, I'm going to mess them up. I can't remember. But we'll be back with you tomorrow. I'm going to be out in Caldwell, Idaho, College of Idaho, and Oregon Tech playing for the Cascade Conference Championship. Also try to get some other interviews out there and bring you all the tournament action tomorrow night. And if you're anywhere near any of these games tomorrow, get out there and support your team. You know that, right? NAI basketball, it's seriously the best entertainment value in America. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.